Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With the elections behind us, the mad dash has begun so that everything's in place for the start of the legislative session on January 2nd. First on the list was the election of legislative leadership, and that happened on Wednesday. For most candidates, the election cycle ends on election night. Some win, some lose. Some earn the title representative or senator-elect, and some walk away licking their wounds. For those who win, the next stop is the winter caucuses. That's where legislators gather, some for the first time, to meet their colleagues and get the lay of the land. That describes the vast majority of legislators, but for a select few, the election cycle is not yet ended. These are the ones vying for the coveted titles of Senate President or Speaker of the House, or Majority or Minority Leader. In all, 20 leadership slots were filled during Wednesday's caucus. In the Senate, Jason Ellsworth moved up from the President Pro Tem position to assume the Senate presidency, while Senator Ken Bogner became the President Pro Tem. Steve Fitzpatrick of Great Falls was elected Majority Leader, and Senator Pat Flowers of Belgrade was elected by Democrats to serve as their Minority Leader. On the House side, Representative Matt Regeer was elected Speaker. This was Regeer's second attempt after having lost last session's election to Wiley Gault. Representative Rhonda Knutson of Culbertson was elected Speaker Pro Tem, and interestingly, her son Austin Knutson served as Speaker of the House from 2015 to 2019. He now serves as Montana's Attorney General. Rounding out the team is Representative Sue Vinton, who was re-elected as the House Majority Leader. Democrats also re-elected Kim Abbott as the House Minority Leader. In addition to the top slots, both houses also elected assorted whips and caucus chairs. Now, with leadership in place, the real work begins. Since the Montana legislature meets every other year, the House and Senate chambers must be brought out of mothballs and prepared for the session. But before that, staff has to be hired. These include office staff, committee staffs, sergeant-at-arms, security, bill processors, clerks, including the chief clerk of each house, and page coordinators. It's a daunting task, to say the least, especially since all of the hiring and training has to be completed in less than 6 weeks. It's a lot of work to prepare for a process that lasts for only 4 months every other year, but it works, and it's been the same for 68 regular legislative sessions since Montana became a state in 1889. Another hugely important task is the selection of committee chairmen and the assignment of committee members themselves. Committee chairmanships are incredibly powerful positions, especially those overseeing the budget, taxes, and the judiciary. We watch the process carefully because we spend most of our time in front of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. Who will they choose? We have no idea, but we'll keep you posted as we move toward the start of the session at high noon on January 2nd. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.